May 6, 2023, Habcast 439, episode 439, let's go. Of course, I have a few things to share with you guys, an evening of reflection. Shall we? Three women, including two DPD officers, charged in fellow officers' home invasion. And just like that, we went from cops and robbers to cops are robbers. That didn't take long at all. I have so many questions because there are 12 police precincts in Detroit, so you're not going to know every officer, but somehow this doesn't seem random to me. Two Detroit police officers and another woman have been charged in connection to a home invasion in Roseville. The incident happened April 11th. The Macomb County Prosecuting Attorney's Office said the three women, Brianna Cabano, Colleen Compton, and Dana Sears, are accused of forcing entry into a home. Cabano and Sears are officers with the Detroit Police Department. Can you imagine them assigning the same cops that robbed the house to help with the investigation and all they come up with is dead ends? Nobody escapes the long arm of the law unless it's the other arm. Officials say the victim is also a Detroit Police Department officer. The women allegedly destroyed his home and stole property from the victim. Listen, we're going to get these men just lying to the victim officer right in his face. We're going to get the guys that did this. And when we get them, we're going to cuff them because nobody steals from police except other police. Cabano, 29, of Auburn Hills, was charged with second-degree home invasion, second-degree home invasion conspiracy, malicious destruction of property between $1,000 and $20,000, and larceny in a building. A personal bond was set at $5,000. Sears, 21, of Southfield, was charged with second-degree home invasion, malicious destruction of property between $1,000 and $20,000, larceny in a building, and accessory after the fact to a felony. She received a $5,000 personal bond. This is why I don't think it was random that they broke into this officer's house, because it seemed more focused on doing damage than stealing property. If someone really wanted to get loot out of an eeny, miny, moe house, they would be a little bit more ninja-like with it instead of smashing everything in the house and causing attention. Compton, 29, of Warren, she was charged with the same thing, was charged with second-degree home invasion, second-degree home invasion conspiracy, malicious destruction of property between $1,000 and $20,000, and larceny in a building. Compton also received a $5,000 personal bond. This is what's burning me up right now about this case. Out of the 5W how, the most interesting one is missing. We have the what, when, where, how, but we don't have the why, and it's killing me. I am definitely going to stay tuned to this. As prosecutors, it is our duty to hold all individuals accountable for their actions, regardless of their profession or position of authority. The crime of home invasion is a serious offense, and the fact that the defendants in this case are police officers only amplifies the severity of their actions. If whoever wrote this long-ass speech is going to prosecute the case, these girls are in deep doo-doo. We will pursue justice with the utmost integrity and impartiality, ensuring that the law is upheld and justice is served for the victims of this crime, Macomb County Prosecutor Peter J. Lucido said in a statement. The three women have a preliminary exam scheduled for June 14th at 8:30 a.m. Next up, a sort of nightmare. Hotel guests allegedly awoke to night manager sucking on his toes. No. I'm going to need a little more conviction than just sort of nightmare. It was 100% nightmare. When you say sort of nightmare, it leads me to believe that it was on the table briefly before there was a decision that it shouldn't be. A 52-year-old hotel manager in Tennessee has been arrested after a male guest staying at the establishment allegedly awoke to find a Hilton Hotel employee sucking on his toes. Ew. David Patrick Neal was taken into custody on Friday and charged with one count each of aggravated burglary and assault. Court records reviewed by Law and Crime Show. He looks like if you told me what he did, I would believe you. No questions. It just fits. This was the part they cut out of American Horror Story. The incident allegedly took place in the pre-dawn hours of March 30th at the downtown Nashville Hilton Hotel in the 100 block of 4th Avenue South. The guest who filed a lawsuit in the case alleging sexual assault told officers with the Nashville Metropolitan Police Department that he was in town on a business trip, according to a report from Nashville ABC affiliate WKRN-TV. He was reportedly asleep inside his room at about 5 a.m. when he allegedly woke up to find the suspect allegedly sucking on his toes, WKRN reported. That Nashville Hilton Hotel is a nice hotel. On average, for one person, it runs you about $300 per night. That's the type of room service you don't need, where you gotta sleep with your socks on. Upon waking up, he reportedly told police that he immediately confronted the hotel's night manager, whom he recognized. Neil and another hotel employee had allegedly come to his room the previous day because the guest was experiencing problems with his in-room television, the station reported. What type of weird business they got going on in that hotel that they're staking out people's feet to come back and suck later? In an interview with WKRN, the guest said he was so startled to see Neil in his room that he screamed before reporting the incident to hotel security and calling the police. I would have liked to hear that he kicked a few of this guy's teeth out before he went to hotel security and called the police, but okay, he's a law-abiding citizen. Upon arriving at the hotel, police reportedly took the guest's statement and spoke to Neil about the alleged incident. I'm surprised he didn't lawyer up. You wouldn't want him to put his own foot in his mouth. Neil reportedly admitted to investigators that he had entered his room without the guest's permission using a clone room key. However, he told police that he only entered his room because he thought he could smell smoke coming from inside and wanted to ensure that everything was okay, WKRN reported. Stop the cap, Neil. The only fire that was going on in that room was the hots you had for that man's tootsies. In the arrest report, police noted that Neil did not notify anyone else on the hotel staff about his claim of smelling smoke. Of course not. And no guests reported smelling smoke. Of course they didn't. Neil also reportedly told police that after leaving the guest room, he threw away the clone key, which was never recovered. This man is a fanatic, a foot fetish feasting finagling freak, a toe tasting trespasser. All my life, you just have that sense of security and that sense of peace, right? It's not like you're camping and you have to kind of keep one eye open. You have that security, that's yours. And when you close your eyes, you feel like you're safe and you're protected. And it was a complete violation. Yes, it was. The victim told WKRN, I was just so shocked. It was, who are you? Why are you in my room? It was almost like a dream, a sort of nightmare. It just didn't make sense. Why is this person touching me? Why am I bludgeoning this complete stranger with the back end of a wastebasket in my hotel room at 5 a.m.? In his lawsuit against the hotel, the guest lawyer reportedly pointed out Neil has a criminal past, including spending 5 years in prison for manslaughter. What? Multiple charges of forgery, drinking and driving, a manslaughter conviction as well, which served prison time, said Michael Fisher, one of the victim's attorneys. When Hilton hired this person, they had to have known. They have to do background checks to know. And the fact that they would put somebody like that in a position where they have the ability to clone keys, have the ability to get into a guest room. What was a prestigious hotel chain like the Hilton thinking? Did Norman Bates not answer their call? Referring to the allegations, Fisher reportedly added, it's just shocking, adding, we haven't seen a case like this. I bet you haven't. Next up, a Tennessee 2-year-old boy fatally shot himself in the head. Now his mother's boyfriend is accused of homicide. It's no secret that the number one cause of death of children in America is through firearms. These are cases that are always 100% preventable. They should be rare, if not non-existent. A Tennessee man has been arrested after his girlfriend's 2-year-old son got a hold of a gun and fatally shot himself in the head. According to authorities, on November 1st, 2021, 24-year-old Jeffrey L. Thorpe arrived home at night in Nashville and put a pistol on the bed where the child and his mother were sitting, according to Metro Police. I can't think of anything even remotely more irresponsible than leaving your gun, a loaded gun, around a 2-year-old At 2 years old, a child wants to taste what you're eating. It wants to do what you're doing. It wants to touch what you're touching. When you leave a gun laying around, the child is curious of their surroundings. They just want to investigate. Authorities said Thorpe then took a shower, leaving the gun on the bed near the two-year-old Anthony. Just left the gun laying around. While Thorpe was in the shower, the child reportedly grabbed the gun and shot himself in the head. And just like that, a split second of thoughtlessness cost the child his life, cost the mother her child, and is going to cost him his freedom. The child's parents immediately brought Anthony to the hospital and he died on November 6, 2021, officials said. Anthony's mother, who was Thorpe's girlfriend at the time, stayed with their son at the hospital after the shooting. However, police say Thorpe fled, as cowards normally do when they don't want to face the consequences of their own actions. As they normally do. On May 3rd, officers spotted Thorpe in the East Nashville area. What, you thought we forgot about you? Yeah, we still looking for you. Come here. After a brief foot chase, Thorpe was taken into custody and booked into the downtown detention center. Thorpe was charged with reckless homicide, felony child neglect, aggravated assault against his girlfriend, theft, resisting arrest, and trespassing counts, according to authorities. If you are a gun owner, legally or illegally, and you have children in your household, it is your responsibility to help bring this statistic down, because the number one cause of children deaths in America being firearms is crazy. It's insane. Fun show. Fun show. Fun show. That being said, I'm going to wrap this one up, but I'll be sure to talk to you guys very, very soon. Jusqu'à la prochaine fois.